Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin In, Kim Taeyang, Jung Jungkook, standing BTS.
This week, we eat gin. By the way, hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Yes. This is what we're doing this week.
Yeah, we're eating gin. A whole meal.
A snack.
A snack.
Okay, we're talking about Kim Seokjin. But first, I just have to say, thank you all for being here this week. Thanks for all of the downloads and listen. Last week, we hit 10,000 downloads, which is absolutely insane.
It is insane. Like, this past week, we, like, blew up. I don't know. Well, we didn't totally blow up, but I mean,
no,
like, we got way more reviews than
insane. We've
gotten in the past couple weeks. So it's like, thank you, guys. Like, you must be talking about us, so.
You guys left us some of the most incredible reviews. Bethany sent them to me, and I was like, oh my God, like, we do not deserve these, but
I know, it's so sweet, though. We really appreciate it. I'm glad that you guys enjoy it. We enjoy it.
Yeah, we love being here with you guys, so thank you. So if you like any of our previous episodes, or if you listen to this episode and love it, if you could go over to iTunes and leave us a review, it just kind of helps us go up the charts, which means that we get to get in touch with more armies because more people can find us, which is really all we want to do. We just want to connect with you guys. We just want to talk to more armies. I don't know. We just want to create, like, a space for all of us to just fucking fangirl. So,
like, a BTS podcast fangirl sesh. Like,
yeah,
come join.
Okay, so anyways, if you could do that, that'd be great. Now, should we hop on to our...
Yeah, let's talk about what's kind of happened in the past week with BTS, which isn't that much because BTS is off our radar right now because I think they're getting ready for a comeback.
Yeah, they're pretty much fucking hiding. I mean, we know that they're releasing Face Yourself, the Japanese album, on April 4th, but they normally don't do, like, a comeback for Japanese albums, so...
Yeah, I'm just confused. I'm confused by it all. But I'm just gonna sit over here and just wait anxiously until they come out with something. Because we know they are.
Oh, totally. Because all of Twitter Army is talking about it. Anyways, what else is happening? What else happened on Twitter this past week with BTS is that Big Hit surpassed the Big Three in earnings in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
So the Big Three, it's referring to the Big Three entertainment companies that have, like, historically been, like, the most popular and the, I don't know, richest, I guess.
The K-pop industry, yeah.
Right. So it's SM, JYP, and YG. I got this information from the recent Forbes album about BTS, which said, according to the Korean entertainment label's full year audit report, its net profile rose 172.7% from 2016, reaching 24.5 billion KRW, or around 22.9 million USD. It is the highest ever since the company was founded in 2005, and Big Hit reported its current net worth as 61.2 billion KRW, which is nearly 57 million USD. So basically, they made fucking bank in 2017.
Damn,
way,
boys.
Way, way more than they made in 2016 or in any previous year. So their net revenue was bigger than all three of the traditional Big Three companies combined.
Combined!
Combined!
Holy crap! Like, damn! Damn! Yeah.
And some people say that those Big Three have more expenses because they're bigger companies. So they're trying to say that that stat is kind of invalid because they're like, well, they have to spend more of what they make than Big Hit does.
Okay, well, they neglect all their other groups. Like, it's so crappy. Like, they have way too many groups, so then they can't focus on, like, all of them, obviously. So a lot of them just get, like, shoved away, like, in the back corner of the closet while they, like, work on, like, one or two groups at a time. And it's just really crappy.
Yeah, and they just, if they have all of these extra expenses, then all of those extra expenses should also bring in more money because you have to spend money to make money. So if you're investing in all of the groups that you have, investing in them so that they make you money, how, if you're such a big company, how would that logic work? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just think SM and JYP are like super greedy. Yeah. Just super greedy.
So just get the fuck out with that backwards logic. Like, let Big Hit have this.
Backwards,
like,
logic.
Seriously. Big Hit, like,
GTFO.
This is their glow up. So.
Yeah. Okay, so that is amazing. Congrats to BTS. Congrats to Big Hit. But the only news that I really have to report on, it's so lame, but so recently Taeyong posted on Fan Cafe, which I'm not a member of. I need to become a member. He posted about growing a beard, and he posted about it because him and Jimin, I guess, saw, like, this fan edit of all the members with a beard, which I sent to you, Kayla, and I sent it to Brittany, too.
Yes.
And I guess maybe V liked it. I don't know. So then he's like, oh, I'm going to grow a beard. And Jin replied to Taeyong on this fan cafe, and he was like, if Tae's going to grow a beard, then I'm going to grow a beard. I don't know how legit this is, if they're actually going to do it. Part of me feels like they won't actually grow a beard, but if they do, it's going to be sexy.
Listen, V posted a picture on Twitter and was like, or maybe it was from Fan Cafe and somebody put it on Twitter. I don't know. I saw it on Twitter and it was captioned like, I haven't shaved in 4 days. Maybe I just won't, or something like that, about him growing a beard.
Yeah.
And there was nothing on his face. So.
Yeah. Oh no, baby.
Can baby boy grow a beard? Because
I don't know. I want him to. I'd like to see it.
All I saw was clear, perfect, glowy skin. There was not even peach fuzz, so.
I think Jin could grow a beard. I think Jin could
probably
grow one.
Because Jin is Jin is like a man now, you know? Because he's like the oldest. He's like the most, like, manly, if you want to say that, because of his age. You know,
he's
like,
just older.
He's had more time to become more of a man. Okay.
Speaking of Jin.
How
about we talk about him?
Let's get into him.
Welcome to the Jin episode.
Yes. All right.
So I just need to start off, and I feel like after doing all the research for Jin this like past couple days, I've realized I always knew that he was underappreciated, but I've realized fully how underappreciated he is. And this goes out to all you Jin stans. I cannot imagine how painful it must be to see and know how talented Jin is and that he just doesn't get, like, he's so underrated. Like, it just breaks my heart.
Oh, you, like, are you crying? You really sound like you're crying. Oh.
No, but Kim Seokjin, man, like, have you not fallen in love with him after doing research?
I completely 100% have. Like, he is so fucking underappreciated and, like, underestimated. Seriously, people need to fuck with Kim Seokjin.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Kim Seokjin is his full name. He has several nicknames. Jin being the most common, that's his stage name. Princess Jin, Pink Jin, Worldwide Handsome, and he's also known as the mom of the group.
Yeah.
He was born on December 4th, 1992, so he's 25.
Yeah, so being born on December 4th makes him a Sagittarius, and from a quick Google search, the first thing that pops up for Sagittarius says, Sagittarius is one of the biggest travelers among zodiac signs. Their open mind and philosophical view motivates them to wander around the world in search of the meaning of life. Sagittarius is extrovert, optimistic, and enthusiastic, and likes changes.
Oh, I can agree with all of these statements because I am a Sagittarius. So I can feel this philosophical view that motivates them to wander around the world in search of the meaning of life. Me.
You are super extroverted, optimistic, and enthusiastic. And I would say that you go into every change with, like, some gung-ho.
Well, so, yeah, I love change. I'm all about change. It gives me adrenaline.
Yeah.
It's like,
girl, you're Sagittarius as fuck. Does this mean that you and Jin are similar?
I don't know. Can Sagittarius, like, be into each other? You know how, like, there's, like, some, like, zodiac signs that are more, like, compatible with each other? Like, what about a Sagittarius with a Sagittarius? Like, does that work?
I'm just wondering, like, I'm not talking about, like, being together. I'm just talking about, like, having similar, like, personalities.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, he and I are meant to be.
No.
I guess, I don't know. Anyways. Jin is 5'10". Damn, boy, he's tall. He's almost tall. 6 foot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
His blood type is O, and the personality traits for type O blood is confident, self-determined, strong-willed, and intuitive. They may also be self-centered, workaholic, and unpredictable, which I get the confident. Which, honestly, I don't know if he was always confident, because I look at pictures of him when he was younger, and he was so nerdy and cute, but I can get confident. Like, now he's definitely confident. And I would say he's self-determined, too. Like, he went to get his master's degree. He's definitely, yeah, self-determined, strong-willed. I can see it.
For sure. So, actually, he shares a blood type with Suga also.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So, anyways, as with other members, there isn't much information about Jin's family or family life at all, which is pretty normal, and I think it's not a bad thing at all to let people have their privacy. But he has said that he comes from, like, a wealthy family and that his dad is a CEO. So, he obviously had high expectations set for him, and he never really felt like he met those expectations at all. He was, like, in school, he was pursuing something, but he, you know, he wanted to be an actor. He didn't, you know, nobody thought that anything was going to work out, really. But his family came to see him in concert, and he, like, they pointed them out, and he cried and said that he has finally made his parents proud because he's finally someone that they can, like, be proud to say, like, that's my son.
That video breaks my heart.
It was, I mean, he's like crying. He gets like really choked up. Mm-hmm. It's just.
It was a big moment for him.
Jin. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to have his family there supporting him and to know that, like, he's become successful and, like, he can actually feel like he's made his parents proud. Like, that's got to be a huge moment.
Totally.
For someone in their lifetime.
Yeah. Man.
So he also got his education at Konkuk University or Konkuk University and Hanyang Cyber University. And he was at Konkuk University from 2011 to 2017. And I think that's when he got his master's.
So while he was there, he was majoring in acting there when he was first scouted by SM, actually. So he could have potentially been an XO, but he...
God, no.
I know. He refused their offer because he thought it was a scam, which in my mind, I'm like, he probably was like, they're just going to give me passion pay. Like,
yeah.
And if you don't know what passion pay is, go listen to our last episode about Bapsai and get educated. Just in my mind, he like knew that that was going to be a factor, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So he decided to join Big Hit instead, hoping that that could help him become an actor. And Big Hit saw his talent and his natural vocal ability, so they persuaded him to learn how to dance, and then he officially became a member of BTS.
Oh.
And during this research, I never really knew that he studied acting. That was totally new to me. I feel stupid that I didn't know that. But, like, if he studied acting, like, where's his K-drama? Where's his K-drama? Because I will totally watch it.
Why is Jin so underappreciated? We want a K-drama.
We want a K-drama.
I would watch that in an instant. Anything. Any theme. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Jin has a few roles in BTS. Roles, titles, whatever you want to call it, in BTS. One, he's a dancer. Of course, they're all dancers. But I kind of want to talk about his evolution of dancing. Because he's come a long way, and I think we need to be honest about that. He used to not be very great. He started out with very little confidence. Like, watching some of his early live performances, you can just tell that his body was not, like, fluid with the music. Like, he was doing all the moves, but they didn't really flow together. You could tell where one move stopped and the next move started. Like, he knew the steps, but he didn't feel them with his body. And I don't know. I think you have to take into consideration he's really tall, so he's kind of gangly, and he doesn't have a dance background prior to BTS. So
he was also, like, they were all still young. Like, even though Jin's the oldest member, he was still really young. And I think he was still kind of going through that, like, finding himself phase. When I watched, like, old videos, I feel like Jin was still finding himself. And I feel like that, like, contributed to, like, his, like, feeling uncomfortable when he's dancing.
Totally. Like...
like, just not confident.
Yeah.
Confidence is a huge thing with dancing.
He's had a huge glow up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, like, it's like, I don't think that I could just, like, get up there and dance as good as he was dancing even at the beginning. So, like, this is just, like, in comparison with, like, other BTS members. So, yeah, he totally started out with very little confidence. And there's, like, a really sad story about his first performance. Like, their first live performance on stage. It was his first time wearing a mic pack. And, like, this was, like, being filmed. And the mic pack was heavy, so they taped it to his jeans in the back. And the weight of the pack made his pants fall down. And, like, after the dance, he walked off stage, and as he was walking off, he was, like, already crying, and, like, he was, like, crying backstage, and, you know, like, how, yeah, if you're...
I've seen that video, so, yeah.
If you're already not that confident in your dance moves, you already, feel like you're struggling to keep up, and then that happens to you on your first, like, live film stage performance, like,
yeah.
That sucks. That is so sad. Mm-hmm.
But honestly, the members were so supportive of him after this happened. Like, if you see the video and, like, you've, like, saw some of the like interviews and just like the behind the stage like cameras and stuff. The members are so supportive of Jin, and they feel like terrible that that happened to him, but they were just all so sweet.
They were, which is kind of the redeeming quality of that video clip, you know? Mm-hmm. So over the years, he's worked really, really hard, sometimes practicing many more hours a day than other members just to practice a dance. Where J-Hope could have a dance move down in 5 minutes, it might take Jin an hour, you know? So I actually, across the research, I found a clip of him dancing to songs on Just Dance, like the Wii game, the Nintendo Wii game. And I feel like he used that video game as like dance practice.
That's so cute.
There was another member there like filming him like on their phone, and they were like laughing, and Jin was like really going at it. And I was like, I feel like he was practicing, which is a great way to improve, you know?
Well, I love Just Dance. I used to dance, like, to Just Dance all the time when I was in high school.
You can be a K-pop member, too. You just have to...
Purchase Just Dance.
Purchase Just Dance. Not a sponsor. And
not a sponsor at all.
And you just have to purchase Just Dance and just practice and get expert level on all the dances. And there you go. You're going to dance as good as a K-pop idol. Anyways, we can see the progression of his dancing throughout the eras. If you watch a live performance of, like, DNA or Go-Go or Mic Drop, he fucking kills it now. Like,
oh, yes.
Especially during DNA, like, the dance when they're in a straight line towards the end of the song, you can see every single member, they're all doing the same moves, like when they're saying, na 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 na.
Yes, that ending.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those moves have to be so precise, and like the when they're in the straight line, it has to be so specific, and he kills it. Like, that takes so much skill, and like his movements are just much more fluid now in live performances. Like, mostly he just seems way more comfortable and way more confident, and we love it.
Yes.
Like, it's so beautiful and wonderful.
He really is a good dancer. Like, he keeps up with all the other members. Like, he keeps up with J-Hope. Like, you have to be good. Like, he's a better dancer than any of us.
Yeah. He keeps up with J-Hope, who has been dancing his entire life.
Yeah.
Who was a street dancer for 10 years.
And, like, really studied it and perfected it.
Yeah. Before he ever even joined Big Hit. Like, and Jin keeps up with that. Yeah. So He's an amazing dancer.
Yes. So now that we've talked about his dancing, let's go ahead and talk about his vocals.
Yes. That's his other role.
One of the best roles. I just his vocals, again, underappreciated. So underappreciated. Why does he not have more lines? Come on. Like, he's so good.
Seriously.
With vocals, we're going to talk specifically a little bit about his vocals with Awake a lot. And then later on, I'll talk about Converse High. But he has such a full voice, and it's so powerful and has so much depth, and it's just like full of tone. Like, he has so much control over his voice and over his vibrato.
Yes. It is so beautiful. Like, I'm always so impressed with his live vocals. Like, sometimes when BTS is performing live, especially when it's a tough dance, you have to admit that you can tell that they, like, let the track take over for some of the high notes or, like, some of the notes, like, some of the things that they would be singing when they're, like, really moving. Like, it's not humanly possible to fucking hit those notes and sing them well at all when you're moving around that much. Like, no matter how amazing you are, no matter how much you practice, but I will say I never, ever hear Jin do it. Like, he never lets the track take over. I think mostly because he doesn't have a dance background. Normally in live performance, his dance moves when he's the main one singing aren't that complicated. But, like, he fucking belts it out on stage. He has, like, this strong voice, and, like, it's amazing.
Yeah. Like, I rarely hear or see him relay on the backup track, And so you can just tell he's belting it. Like, he's always belting it. And he puts his whole body into it when he belts it. Like, he arches his head up, and you can see, like, his whole neck and all the veins in his neck, because he is just, like, his face almost gets red because he is just being so forceful when he sings. Truly beautiful.
It's so authentic.
Oh, yes. So he ended up doing the song Awake for Wings.
Mm-hmm.
And one of Kayla and I's favorite performances of, like, one of our favorite, like, fan cams of Jin,
yes,
is when they were live in Sydney in 2017.
Ugh.
If you want to find it on YouTube, it's Jin-Awake BTS Wings Tour Sydney 2017. And it was posted by PO852. It's just a beautiful fan cam with really high quality close-ups. Like, you can see, like, his face so well in this fan cam. And it just gives me chills and it makes me want to cry. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you can tell the passion he has in this song. And, like, every time he sings the high notes, he, like, looks over his, like, left shoulder kind of away from the audience. Mm-hmm. And he's holding the mic up and he, like, has to, like, tilt his head back because he's just, like, belting it so hard that his whole body is into it. Like, it takes he uses his entire body to just sing. And then, like, he'll occasionally reach out for the audience and, like, look out at the crowd, and it just chills. And his voice, like, I'm pretty sure I've cried. I've had to have cried at least two or three times while listening to Awake. 100%.
Oh, I know for sure I have. Like, this clip is so beautiful because when he performed Awake on the Wings tour, he normally wore, like, this sequin, like, this silvery, chromey sequin, like, suit-style jacket with this, like, blouse kind of shirt that doesn't, it's one of those straight collar ones that doesn't really have a collar, like a crew neck style blouse, and maybe it's like a ruffle front, I don't know, I think sometimes
it's like
different.
A bow, like his shirt, yeah, it's like a bow,
yeah, a bow in the front. But the way that the back, like, LED lights shine and the lights that shine onto him, he just looks like a jewel that's, like, glowing.
Oh,
like,
yes. And, like, there's, like, glitter, not glitter, but, like, glitter confetti coming down,
yes,
like, over him that glistens off his skin. And, like, okay, like, at the very end when he hits that one real big note, he, like, hunches over his whole body.
Yes.
Like, he's, like, bent over just, like, belting into the microphone. And then he comes back up and just looks out at us, like, while he's just belting this note. I don't know how else to say it. It's just, like, so, like, passion-filled.
Yeah, he, like, belts it out and then comes back up and looks just out over everybody and just lets that amazing note just hang in the air. Like, it is... And then he goes on, and, like, it is so amazing. It's such an aesthetic video.
It is. And you can hear, like, the audience singing along with him, like, at the beginning, like, when it's more quiet, not as intense. And you can just hear all of ARMY singing along with him. It's just moving. Another thing about this video is, like, during the Wings tour, they all have kind of, like, different stage setups, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, standing. It's hard for me to really know what he's standing on, but he's, like, standing on a platform that just keeps moving up and down. And it moves whenever the song is building, and it just really adds to the whole effect.
Oh, I was going to say that when he hits that high note, it's like that's the point in the song where you just start crying, especially if you're watching this video.
Yeah.
So, like, so many emotions building, and his beautiful voice.
He's so passionate.
Yeah, it's like one of those things that just moves you on, like, a basic, like, human level, you
yes.
know? Like, yeah. Oh my God.
So go check it out. We all, I mean, I'm sure you all love Awake. It's an amazing song.
It deserves its own episode.
Yes, for sure. Oh my God, Kayla.
A Wings series And we also need to do a Wings music video series with all of the short films.
That would be so great.
Oh my God.
Let's do it.
We're gonna. Jesus. Okay.
Okay. So let's move on to another role. Another role that he has in BTS. He is the official visual of the group.
Yes.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
While all the members of BTS are beautiful and mind-boggling attractive, Jin has the official title of visual.
Yes. He's, like, so ethereal. Like, he totally deserves it.
Ethereal.
Ethereal. I read somewhere a long time ago that the more symmetrical that a face is, the more beautiful you are. It's just how the human brain interprets it. So, like, somebody mm-hmm. that has a more symmetrical face is, like, very beautiful. Or, like, if they have some sort of asymmetry in an interesting way, you're, like, interestingly beautiful. It's just how our minds interpret it. So, anyways, Jin's face is symmetrical as fuck.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Like, and that's why he's so handsome.
Yeah, in, like, South Korea, too, like, his, like, he's considered, like, classic beauty. Like, Prince Charming beautiful.
Yeah, oh, yeah, know? He is Prince Charming.
Yeah, very, very classic, handsome face. Very traditional looking.
Yeah, but his I could see that.
Yeah, his features are perfectly proportioned. Like, his eyes are perfectly sized almonds, and they mm-hmm. have, like, really good spacing between them. His eyes are just beautiful, and his nose, it's not too big, but it's not too small or prominent. Like, it's just a perfect-shaped nose.
Yeah, and, like, his lips are, like, really plump. You know, like, they have good proportion, like, where they line up with his eyes and his nose. Like, they're not too wide, but they're very plump. Very nice.
His lips are very plump. Like, that's one of the biggest features I noticed about him when I first got into BTS. I was like, his lips, like, crap. Like, the middle portion of his lips are just significantly larger than, like, the outer sides of his lips. I don't know how to explain it, but
I love it.
Kissable.
They're so kissable. Like, his...
Oh, like, I want to suck on it.
Well, you might want to regret saying that because there was a clip one time of him and he was like with his dad and he was showing his dad like on camera and his dad has the same lips.
Why would I regret saying that? I'm sure his dad's a fox.
Okay, probably. what am I saying? Of course. Yeah, he also has a really nice jawline. I think this goes along with like the classic like beauty, like the classic handsome, because it's like not too harsh, but it's still prominent, so it gives like a nice rounding off to his face. And he has a fucking strong brow, and you know a bitch loves a strong brow.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what? You know what Disney needs to do? Disney what? Needs to make like a Korean princess or like a Korean like oh Disney movie. And they yes. should make the prince, whoever the prince is in the movie, they should just use Jin as the face that they like get inspiration from.
They have two Asians. They have Jasmine and Mulan. And they're like, that's enough Asian. We only need two, but we have like so many fucking white Disney princesses.
Yeah. I want. What's wrong with having a third?
We need more representation for people from all around the world.
Yeah. But I would be down to watch a Korean
hell yeah.
Disney film.
The next thing that we're going to talk about Jin, is something so important. We're talking about Eat Jin.
Eat Jin.
Which is, of course, what we're doing this week.
Eating him up.
Nom nom nom.
Nom.
Yum.
Yum.
So,
Yum.
I found a master list online, and Bethany will, or Brittany, somebody will put this link in the description, but it's from bangtanbase.com, and some amazing person made a master list of every Eat Jin episode and like a link to them. Basically, it all started with Bangtan Bomb of him eating a salad. And it was literally just like some mixed greens and like microgreens and nothing else. And like he was just eating them with his fingers out of a small container in like a dressing room. And while like a stylist of some kind was like in the background, kind of like looking at him with a judgy face. And Jimin was like in the background. It's literally only like a minute and 18 seconds long. But that was kind of how Eat Jin started. So there are two official seasons on YouTube published by Bangtan TV and some on the V Live app, which is like where they put them now. Totaling in 33 official Eat Jin videos at the date of this recording, which is March 26th. Anyways, he just kind of uses them to connect with ARMY and like in a way that makes him feel comfortable because he likes to cook for people. He likes to eat, you know, like he loves food. He's kind of like a foodie, if you will. So he just feels comfortable. That's like how he gets to connect with us.
He's a total foodie. He loves to cook and he loves to eat.
Just like me. Okay. So anyways, so people like Eat Jin because they'll eat at the same time, or I saw somebody say that they watch it when they're hungry, but they don't, either they don't have food to make or don't feel like making food, so they'll just watch Jin eat. And it makes them feel like they're hanging out with him, and it's just relaxing to watch someone eat and talk. Like, it makes you feel like you're not alone.
I really want him to do more Eat Jins. He's kind of, he hasn't done one for a while.
But they're so great because they let us see that his adorable action to good food, the yum, like, it's so
Yeah, it's so cute. I watched a compilation video of him just going, yum.
It's the best.
So I'm going to talk about three of like the like all-time iconic Eat Jin episodes. So one of them is with V. The other one is with Jungkook and Jimin. And then the one that I think might be the most like iconic one is when Jin is with Jungkook and RM walks in. So that first one with V, like, comes in, like, towards the end of the episode, and he just sits down next to Jin, and of course he's being super loud and obnoxious, and he's just, like, asking, where can I get water, like, to, like, people around him, and Jin's like, do you have to be this loud next to me while I film Eat Jin? And which, of course, like, V doesn't even respond, like, he just, like, coughs, and, like, that's it, and then he says, enjoy your meal, and then literally within seconds, like, he just said that, you know, be quiet. And then within seconds, he's like, can I have some of your kimchi? Like, he's already trying to steal food from him. And he, like, stops Taeyong and he's like, say thank you. And of course, he's like, konsamida. And then, like, he eats his food. And then right after he eats the kimchi, V wipes the food off of his mouth. And then, like, wipes that, like, food from his mouth onto Jin's hoodie. And then he smirks hella hard because he knows he's being a little shit. And then Jin's just like, can you stay quiet for 1 minute? Like, he's just so annoyed with V. But V, you can tell V is just like purposely trying to be a little shit to him. It's just cute.
V, another, what is you doing?
I know. He's the best, but he's the worst.
I know.
So another really, really famous Eat Jin episode is the one where they're in a hotel room and he's with Jimin and Jungkook. And Jimin's the one holding the camera and Jungkook is like sitting on the bed. And then I think Jin is sitting like in a chair next to Jungkook, next to the bed. And this is the one that is known for the, hey, stop it. Like super famous clip of Jin saying, hey, meme. Stop it. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is also when his windshield laugh is like hella prevalent. in this, he also, I don't really know what they're all talking about, but Jimin says something and then Jin looks right at Jim and he's like, hey, stop it. And it's just so funny because then Jungkook starts saying, hey, stop it. And then they spell out S-T-O-P. IT. And then like Jin just starts cracking up hilariously with that windshield laugh. And Jimin, of course, is laughing so hard that he can't even hold the camera. And it's just a really cute, like, Eat Jin episode.
Yes. Oh, I love that episode. So iconic.
Yeah. Like, Jimin's literally laughing so hard that he, like, falls into the curtains. Like, he doesn't even have the camera on Jin anymore. Like, it's just on his face, and he's just laughing. It's also, it's got tons of Jungkook feels. So if you ship Jungkook, it's real cute because they, like, fight and bicker back and forth. It's super adorable.
Aw, Jungkook.
Jungkook's real cute. So the last one, of course, is with Jin and Jungkook. And this was posted on June 22nd of 2016. And this is the one that RM comes in. So Jungkook is, like, playing music. And Jin's like, oh, if you play music, I'll match the atmosphere of whatever that music is. The one that really gets a lot of attention is the second song that Jungkook plays. Jin is, like, crying hysterically while he's shoving noodles in his mouth. And, like, the noodles are, like, hanging out of his mouth. And he's just, like, crying, like, ooh, ooh, like, real loud and real obnoxious. And then RM comes in, and they both, like, frantically look over, like, completely in sync. And RM's like, what's the matter? And Jungkook's like, pardon? And he's like, pardon? Wasn't there, yeah, he's like, wasn't there a noise? And Jungkook and Jin are like, no. And so RM ends up leaving because he's probably like, what the hell? Like, you little shits. Like, okay. But right when RM leaves, like, Jungkook gets down right in front of the camera and he's laughing so hard. And Jin is just trying to conceal his laughter, like, while he's got all these noodles in his mouth. It's just so cute.
Jungkook.
Jungkook is so cute.
Truly, like, one of my favorite Eat Jin episodes. Like, it's just so funny.
Mm-hmm. So next, I just have to give a shout out to probably one of the biggest fan cams that Jin has, and it's for Converse High, which is just a total Jin song. Like, it's like he's the chorus. He's the whole, he's the meat and potatoes of the song, which is rare.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure every Jin stan has seen this performance. It's from the HYYH concert. And the one that I found, it just is, like, titled Converse High BTS Jin Namjoon J-Hope. And his vocals in this song, like, there's a reason why SM hunted him down and, like, scouted him, because his vocals are just insanely good. But his outfit's so cute, too. Like, he's wearing this cardigan. It's, like, black and white striped, and he's got these black suspenders on. And he's also got, like, these jeans that are cuffed around his ankles and these boots. It's just, he looks so good.
Yeah, it's a look.
It's a total look. His overall, this performance is just so good. His vocals, whenever he's singing live, and his vocals are just so steady. And, you know, like, I firmly believe that out of all of the vocal line, he has, like, the steadiest vocals. Like, he never gets pitchy. Ever. Like, Jungkook is pretty stable too, but Jin is just always in pitch. Like, he's always in tune.
Always.
Yeah. But this is just such an iconic fan cam. Like, it's just so good. If you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. Converse High at HYYH concert.
Amazing. Yes. So cute.
Okay. So lastly, we're just going to talk about some, like, little random facts about Jin, some things that we just love about him and things that we've noticed when we've done our research.
Yes.
So I have personally noticed, and I'm sure you all have noticed, that he blinks really hard sometimes. Like, it's like a tic or something, but he just, like, will occasionally, like, blink really hard. And it's just such a cute little habit that he has.
Do you know why? I know why. Well, he wears contacts. And, like, he has a really strong prescription for his glasses, and he's kind of self-conscious about it, so he doesn't like to wear them in public. Like, I saw a picture of them, and they're kind of thick, which, in my mind, I don't feel like you need to be self-conscious about it, like, so you need glasses. Like, who cares about the thickness? It's glasses. But, anyways, he doesn't really wear them in public, so he just wears contacts all the time. So when we see him blink, it's probably just because his eyes are dry. And, like, I don't know. I think it's really cute, though. Like, even though his eyes are dry, I don't know why. It's, like, my favorite random fact about him. I just love
him. No, it's really cute.
It's so cute.
Another thing is that he's got that classic windshield laugh. Like, people will constantly post, like, videos of just someone wiping a window. And then they'll put Jen's voice over it, like his laugh over it, because it just sounds exactly like a windshield.
Oh, yeah, like a windshield wiper. Like, yeah. It's like, so prevalent. I don't know what it's from. It's from that... It's like a video where Jin and J-Hope are like beatboxing. They're like in a hallway. They're supposed to be practicing, but they like cannot stop laughing. They even try to face away from each other, and like they both start cracking up at the same time. And like Jin's windshield wiper laugh is going, and J-Hope is like dying. It's like hilarious.
Yeah, they're both dying. Okay. I have a theory about this video. I totally think that they're high in this video. Like, what? Kayla, I sent it to you again because I was like, seriously, just watch it. I'm pretty sure they're high.
But I'll watch it when I get home.
Yeah, it's the sixth episode of The American Hustle Life. And Skylar and I actually watched it, and Skylar's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're high in this video. And I was like, oh my God, I can never not see it now, because they're just like, first off, they're sitting on the ground in like a hallway. And they're trying to beatbox, and they've, like, it's, like, their own personal camera, too. Like, it's not a cameraman. It's just J-Hope set up this camera. And they're just sitting on the ground wearing flip-flops, trying to beatbox, laughing uncontrollably. And it's just, like, they're sitting crisscross applesauce, and, like, they're laughing so hard that they have to, like, close their eyes and, like, breathe in together to try to, like, calm down.
Yeah, they try to, like, meditate.
They try to meditate. They do it, like, twice. And, of course, like, they're just cracking up even more. And the best part of the whole video is Jin knows he's being ridiculous, but he literally cannot stop laughing. And so he just slaps himself across the face because he's like, stop it. And then he just ends up busting out laughing even more. And, like, J-Hope literally doesn't know what to do with Jin, and he, like, even, like, tries to shush him. Like, he puts his finger over his mouth to tell Jin to just be quiet because he's laughing so loud.
It goes along with your theory that they all smoke, and, like,
wow.
And that, I mean, Tae wore that legalize it hoodie. It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It all connects.
Maybe, you know. They probably don't smoke regularly, but I swear they were in America, so, and they were hanging out with a bunch of like rapper dudes, like cool guys. And I'm like, come on. Another random fact is, so Jin has gone viral on the internet twice now. If you just Google image car door guy. If you just Google image it, it's just all Jin. It's all Jin getting out of the car because he looks so damn fine when he gets out of cars. And it just trended, like, worldwide.
Wait, for real? Oh, my God.
Did you Google it?
I Googled it. Oh, my God, uh-huh. These pictures.
Oh, no. You need to Google another thing.
Wait, I have to... Oh, don't make me leave this page.
I know. It's beautiful. All of you listeners, you should just Google image right now, car door guy.
If you're driving, pull over right now. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. What else do I need to search?
Okay. So also search third guy from the left.
It, like, pops up. You don't even have to type the whole thing.
You don't even... Yeah, it, like, suggests it. Like, you just type in third and it already pops up third guy from
There's
the left.
There's a picture of all of them at Billboard with arrows all around Jin.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God!
He went viral again because when they were at the Billboard Music Awards, like, all the non-ARMY people were like, who's the third guy from the left? Like, and he trended like crazy because everyone was like, damn, he's hot. Who's the third guy from the left?
Oh, my God, he is so hot! I love him so much! I am
Mr.
dying.
Mr. Worldwide Handsome.
Mm-hmm. Jesus! Oh, yeah. I'm so turned on.
I know, like...
Oh, my God.
You can literally... Who would think that you could just Google image third guy from the left and Jin pops up? Or corridor guy and Jin pops up? Like, stunning. He's so stunning.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I love him so much.
Me too. I need to close out of this tab because...
Aesthetic. I really like corridor guy. Like, those pictures of Jin. Oh.
I really like the Billboard ones. Jesus.
Oh my God, he's just like a prince.
Prince. Oh, Jesus. Prince Charming. That should be his new nickname.
Prince Charming, yeah. Last couple things about him is that he is a Mr. Worldwide Handsome. We all know that nickname. He also, anytime he's in an interview and he gets asked, like, any question, he will always respond with, my face. Like, just that's his go-to answer, and it works every time. And lastly, what I want to say, just for random facts, is that he plays guitar. And, oh my God, please, can he just release an acoustic cover ASAP?
Seriously. I found this video of, like, you know, the acoustic special that Jimin V and Jin do together on stage. And Jin plays mm-hmm. the guitar, and he is kind of, like, he's in the center, and he kind of, like, ties the whole thing together. Like, it is so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Blow a kiss at the camera. That's what he does.
Jin things. So he also loves Mario. And I didn't know that. I should have known this, but I didn't know this before researching at all. He has played, like, Mario games since he was 5 years old. And that's probably why he used Mario for the Just One Day dance practice.
Yeah. Remember when his room is, like, covered with Mario merchandise. Like, his adult grown room is all Mario merchandise.
Also, he has shoulders wider than the ocean, said frequently about him.
We talked about that in a previous episode.
Yeah. And
so sexy.
A picture of, like, his bare back, like, middle back up, was shared by a member on his birthday, and then the internet broke because, like, his shoulders and back are, like, really, it's, like, it's shocking.
Is that his actual back?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God, I just looked it up. It says BTS V posted Jin's bare back on Twitter. Thank you, V. Thank you.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It is wide. It has muscle tone. It looks like it could pick you up and carry you to the bedroom.
And he's, like, cooking shirtless.
Yeah, he's cooking shirtless after you just spent the night together. Jesus, Bethany. So, yeah, seriously, find that picture.
Yeah.
On top of being a sexy cook in the kitchen, he has dad pics or dad jokes galore.
Oh, yes.
They don't really translate to English, so the jokes usually get lost on us iArmies. But I love dad jokes, so I just love people's reactions to dad jokes. Like, everybody, like, kind of begrudgingly laughs. Like, they're like, okay, it's I'll painful. Give that one to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, they're like, they don't want to, but...
It's cute to hear him laugh at his own jokes, too. Like, he just thinks he's so funny.
Yeah. I love that, because that's what I do. But he was also an exchange student when he was, I don't know if it was middle school or high school. I couldn't really find that. And it's kind of hard to tell from the pictures, because he could be middle school, but he could be very young in high school. Either way, the pictures of him are adorable. And, like, this is kind of cute for me because my family hosted, like, exchange students from China and from Vietnam. And so, like, I really feel for baby Jin because, like, I know it can be so hard to, like, be immersed like that with, mm-hmm. like, English language and, like, trying to make friends and, like, form meaningful connections with people when you can, like, barely communicate. So, I don't know. I think that Jin did that. It's, like, so amazing because it's a really hard thing to do, especially at that age.
Yeah, really young.
The last thing I want to say about Jin is that he has two sugar gliders. I'm going to totally butcher the names, but I think one is named Odengi and one is named Omaki or something like that. Please educate me on my Korean.
Yeah, educate us on our Korean, please. We need help. SOS.
I keep saying that I'm going to learn. I just don't know where to start. I only learned Spanish because I went to school for it. So,
mm-hmm.
Anyways, it's said that he was searching Suga online, but it, like, probably did, like, a did you mean and it pops up Sugar Gliders came up, so he decided to get some. So that's why he has them. That's why he has them. But
how cute is it that he was searching sugar, though?
I know.
That's so cute.
I mean, it might just be legend, but I think it's possible. But anyways, if you search sugar now, it will definitely not correct you to Sugar Gliders. It's all Minyoongi. Like pages and pages and pages and pages. But anyways, so that was Kim Seokjin.
Kim Seokjin.
We love him.
Really, honestly, like, every single BTS member that we have covered so far, we are just, like, they go up our bias list so much. Like, Jin is high up on my bias list now after doing all this research. I'm like, damn, I'm obsessed with watching videos about him now.
It's just, like, every single time that we get to do this research, I get to experience a whole new appreciation for every member because inevitably I find out things that I had no idea about.
Oh, yeah.
Especially absorbing yourself in videos of them, like, does something different to how you view them, you know? Because we did that with, like, our biases, but we haven't really done that with, like, the other members because there's just... Yeah.
It's hard not to get totally absorbed in it, you know, like, and I know that I watch a lot of Taeyang stuff because he's my bias, but when I get to watch, like, the other members when we do this, like, research, I've become totally obsessed with that member. Like, I'm so into Jin right now.
Yeah, I love him. Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode. Thanks for enabling us to talk about Jin and giving us a reason to research and find a whole new world about Jin. We love him so much. We love you guys for being here and for listening. If you want to connect with us, which we totally want to do with you,
send us suggestions.
I mean, we have so many things that we want to talk about, but if you have something that you want to hear us talk about, we will do it. So you can send us suggestions or just reach out, give us your thoughts about the episode, give us your ideas or your feedback at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. We also have a Twitter account, and that is @standingbtspod, where I'll post some updates sometimes, but I also kind of join Stan Army and interact with people on there and have fun, so come follow us on there. We're on Facebook, so you can like us on Facebook. You can share our page if you want. I post updates on there when we put out new episodes and kind of like some special content that I only put on Facebook. And of course, you can follow our Instagram account, which is our pre-existing kind of fangirl Instagram account called Sugarvree Cookie Jams, where I try to be pretty aesthetic and I post pictures daily. It's like fangirly. I post like episode announcements, but basically you're going to get a lot of great pictures of our boys.
And that's where you'll find me. I'm not on any of the other social media, but I am on our Instagram page and you'll see me be posting lots of Tae Cook.
Yeah, so connect with us. That's the whole reason why we're doing this podcast, is so that we can hang out with you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.